Nothing in this recording is intended as investment advice, and the people in this recording may hold positions in the companies they talk about. Do not make any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Zacks Traders Cafe. Today I'm joined by Andy Carroll, who's CEO of Mosman. How are you today, Andy?
Good, thanks, Zach. Yourself?
Doing well. I enjoyed the way that your shares had a decent run-up in recent days and weeks, and I suppose I was highlighting the stock from the lower levels, so there was no pie on the face in that case. But you've had some news yesterday about a farm-in, and maybe you can tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, so we announced in October the farm-in, which funds the next 2 years of work program in the Amadeus Basin, which has got one of the highest helium content and also hydrogen, but there's a lot of market interest in helium. Well, the Amadeus Basin is the place to be, and we're very happy to have Greenvale farm in and fund the work program. There was a bit of an unfortunate emphasis on the final condition, which was the approval of the NT government, and it's a bit unfortunate it took as long as it did. But in the meantime, all the work has been progressing. Mosman funded long lead items to keep the program on track. So, that exploration program is kicking along nicely, with seismic to be acquired in the middle of this year, and the joint venture already looking at drilling targets for a well following the seismic.
And so for people, I obviously knew the company's Mosman Oil and Gas. Should we be looking at or regarding Mosman as a helium company? And given your market cap of £2 million, you would be one of the cheapest helium companies around.
Yeah, I think we are. I think there's some other helium companies that have got significantly larger market cap that don't have such high helium levels in their area. I don't think they've got, we have wells drilled in this permit. We've got a demonstrated seal and system in this area, and surrounding wells that have got helium content. So we also have infrastructure. So there's a pipeline from the Amadeus Basin to Darwin. There's a helium plant in Darwin looking for helium. So yeah, it does seem strange as to how these projects are valued in the market, but there does seem to be strong interest in helium. Helium is, of course, a gas, so oil and gas doesn't rule out being involved in helium. That's been known in the marketplace that this is increasingly a helium and hydrogen with high hydrogen content in some of the nearby wells, as well as hydrocarbons. And look, the hydrocarbons are a significant cash flow benefit when you're producing. So, when you look at the combined cash flow of helium and hydrocarbons, it's beneficial to have the two together. It's much better than dealing with some other gas which has no value, nitrogen or carbon dioxide. So, we think there's a lot of positives for our position in the Amadeus Basin.
Well, I think the other thing which was of interest, that the shares of Mosman, had a good run going into yesterday's announcement. Clearly, there was a bit of profit taking because the shares doubled and tripled, et cetera, but one would presume that some people might be thinking that a great announcement might then be followed by a new news of funding. Is there anything you can tell me about the sort of the funding situation?
Yeah, so we periodically put out our cash balance along with our quarterly production. Our recent quarterly production in the US is strong, which indicates, revenue and cash flow. The cash number is strong. And now that we've got the final approval for this Northern Territory farming, we get a lump sum cash payment from Greenvale. And we also get reimbursed the expenditure from a couple of months back that we have been progressing the project with long lead items and consultant fees. So we also get that reimbursed by Greenvale. So you know, we're going to have a cash balance is strong. It's going to be stronger in the next few weeks as those payments are received. There's no reason why we should be looking to raise capital in the foreseeable future.
And so basically you're in a sweet spot in terms of, you know, what's there on the ground and also your financial position too.
Yeah, and we have talked about the fact, unlike other exploration companies, we actually have income revenue from the US assets, but we've got options there as to ways to commercialize those US assets. So we have announced in RNS that we are looking to sell those assets, but there's a certain amount of work that makes sense in order to achieve the best outcome on a sale. And in the meantime, very strong cash flows with oil price around $80 a barrel. So that's good for both revenue in the short term and sale price in due course. But we're not going to rush into a fire sale of those assets. It'll be a measured process with the best interests of the shareholders. And I think we have a broader portfolio than just helium exploration, which by itself is going to take some time, especially depending how much infrastructure you have. We're fortunate we're very close to the Mereenie gas field, and our geological structure is probably an extension of the Mereenie anticline. So we're very quickly will be able to plug any successful well into existing infrastructure. I think we've got one of the shorter lead times to cash flow of other helium producers, but we actually have cash flow right now. I think that's a huge positive.
And quite rare, I suppose, in the market these days. I mean, just finally, just on the in terms of the market cap, which I mentioned before, £2 million market cap. I presume that the sum of the parts of your business would be, in your view, much more than that.
Yeah, I think if you look at the helium valuations that people are putting on other companies that only have a helium asset, there's a lot of it's hard to come up with a firm value. But if you look at the we're in a position to have a resource, a prospective resource published, and it's a large prospective resource, so significant upside potential, and it's a lot easier to value assets that are currently in production. And arguably our production assets are arguably worth more than our market cap. We'll test that in the marketplace in due course, and then you have to ask, well, what how does the market value the helium assets? And we're getting a free carry through the seismic and through a substantial part of the drilling, which does have a cap on it. We get to see whether the well costs more or less than the cap. But we, that significant carry can be valued. If you look at someone spending $7.5 million to earn 75%, it suggests that the project's worth at least $10 million, or the Farminee wouldn't be moving in to do the work. And if we get a 25% free carry, then that indicates that asset alone is worth more than $2.5 million. And we have another permit in the Amadi CP155, which is also farmed out with a free carry. If you start adding up the value of the parts, I think that's a good way to look at compare that to the market cap and try and make sense of it.
Andy Carroll, CEO of Mosman, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Zach. Good to chat.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.